And now it's time for Stages.
All the world's a stage.
It's where we talk about
all things
theatrical.
It's about theatre.
Theatre makers.
If it's performing on a stage, we've got it for you here on Stages.
It's about half an hour long.
Okay, let's get on with the show.
Hello and welcome to Stages. Yes, we've got another great week of interesting stuff coming up for you here on Stages. I'm Roderick Chambers and in the studio I've got...
Pixie Willow.
I have a friend called Pixie Choi and I was going to say Pixie Choi.
I could be,
but not today. No. Yeah. Anyway, lovely to have you here in the studio.
Lovely to have you here
on Stages too with us. We've got a great show coming up. We're about to go into an interview on This Much Is True, which is new Louis Naira play on at the Old Fitz. We've got some other things on too, haven't we, Pixie? What have we got on?
We've got quite a few things happening at the moment. I think Bondi Feast is sort of taking off.
Yes.
We've got, at the moment, The Incredible Here and Now is playing at Riverside.
Ah.
Women of Lockerbie is playing with the Castle Hill Players.
Yes, but we're actually interviewing someone from...
Yes.
Before Lysistrata, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Before Lysistrata, which is on the King's Cross Hotel.
Yes.
Yes, there we
that's
go.
That's right. Yes.
So we've got that coming up as well. All this and more coming up on Stages.
Being injured in an accident can have a real impact on you financially. Injuries can mean time off work, medical bills, and other expenses. But you might actually be entitled to compensation to cover these expenses. If you're unsure, call a specialist injury lawyer and ask. Law Partners is Australia's largest specialist personal injury firm, and it costs nothing to call their local office to get some advice. Call Law Partners on 133 529 or visit lawpartners.com.au.
2SER sponsors.
UTS Haverfield Club offers great quality food with terrific views and is just a short trip from the city. Open every day, your Friday evening is soundtracked with live mellow jazz, making UTS Haverfield Club's dining experience truly memorable. Whatever the occasion, you'll be inspired by the delicious menu and the superb location on Iron Cove Bay. Visit utshaberfield.com.au for info and bookings. Sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
And now, Pixie, we've got coming up on the show, this is our interview with Justin Stewart Costner, who's one of the actors in a play called This Much Is True on at the Old Fitz Theatre.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So, Justin, are you there?
How do you do?
Hey, thank you for having me. Good. Good to hear your voice. Strained though it may be.
Yeah, I have a certain amount of affectation that is in play for the wonderful character Venus in Louis's beautiful new play, and it's just taking its toll. It's really, really on throat, and it does the job. It does the job.
Now this is this is another Louis Naira play, isn't it? Which
correct, yeah.
And he often does some great Sydney characters, and you're playing one of them, aren't you? Is this a drag queen character perchance?
Indeed. Her name is Venus. She certainly wouldn't refer to herself this way, but to sundry, she's a faded star. If she was a star in the first place, but in her own mind, she was a star. She's addicted to memories and nostalgia. It's her drug of choice. She doesn't drink, take drugs, but she chain smokes, and she's addicted to her own sort of overinflated perception of herself in the glory days.
Oh, is it sort of like faded feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there sort of thing?
Look, I don't give away too much. I can tell you there's a costume change for every scene, and given that she's in 11 of them, I am going like the clappers.
Oh my goodness, how do you do all that?
Yeah. with the assistance of wonderful cast members who are kind enough to help me get into costume before
many
they
corsets
go on stage.
Being snapped into place very quickly.
Yes, I've got my boobs. I'm tucked. Are we allowed to say that on the radio?
You can totally say that.
Yeah, great. Sure.
Well, I have to tuck. And it's a real privilege, I have to say, and it's a character I was desperate to play.
Wow. So this is actually a comedy.
Yeah, go on.
Well, like most plays that I love, you wouldn't necessarily just categorise it as a comedy nor a drama. It's It's both. It's both. I would say.
Give us a bit of a rundown on you know, a bit of the basic plot line here.
Okay, now this probably doesn't sound like a huge selling point, my friends, but not much happens. But everything happens, if that makes sense. It takes place in a pub, the Rising Sun Hotel, which is basically just a transposition of Louis' favourite pub in the world and favourite place to be, which is actually the Old Fitz.
Oh, how wonderful.
So we're performing it at the Old Fitz, and it's actually set in the Old Fitz.
Yes,
that's
and it's
perfect.
Wonderful, isn't it?
It's basically just character studies of these wonderful sort of unintentional best friends that Louis made over the years, just going to his pub of choice.
Yes, because he sits there beside the fire with his dog, and people drop by, don't they?
Yeah, and you know he's got his white wine, and it's not devoid of narrative. By any sense, there's definitely plot and there's narrative, but really you're just privy to these wonderful characters that he's written, and if I may say so, I think he's written a really beautiful play.
Well, he's a wonderful writer. He's a wordsmith par excellence, isn't he?
Mate.
And I'm sure that comes out in this play. And you're absorbed in it, aren't you? Because you're in the Old Fitz. You start off. When does the play actually start down in the theatre space, or does it start earlier?
Well, look, it basically starts once you round the fireplace in the kitchen and start heading down the stairs, you're in the play.
Oh, how wonderful.
There's characters lurking around. Yeah, very much so. And again, far be it from me to sort of endorse or not endorse Louis. His record speaks for itself, but I think he's written an absolute cracker, and the poetry. The thing I love about his writing is the poetry within the text, without it being try hard at all. He just, you know, another playwright I love, Sam Shepard, American playwright, but his ability to be a poet and storyteller all in one without it being jarring at all, weaving in between the two, is just unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there a set then in when you get down to the performance space?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, so, yeah.
And do you feel like you're upstairs still? Or?
You do, actually. You do. And Anna Gardner has designed a really wonderful space, and Martel Hunt's done some amazing costumes. And, it really feels like an extension of the pub.
Oh, well, that sounds
amazing. For sure. And, it's been a real privilege also getting to play Venus and immerse in that character and the wonderful... And again, I use this term cautiously only because each person has their own preference, but the trans community, the transgender community, the way that they've welcomed me in as an ostensibly so-called straight-ish male, being welcomed into the trans community and being shown around and, you know, going to the midnight shift on a Saturday night dressed up and in drag and with the boobs and the heels and immersing
it's
myself.
Just research.
In that
I'm just doing research.
That would have been quite an experience.
it was really special. It was really special and at first I thought I felt possibly that it might not be a slap in the face, but you know, of course, you could have a trans actor playing the role of Venus, and that avenue was explored, and it worked out that I got the role, et cetera, et cetera. But despite that, my trans friends sort of embraced it 100% and supported me through that and really helped me find this character, which is really great.
And you've got a reasonable sort of director there, I hear. How's
he's okay. He's all right.
Toby Schmitz. How has he fitted this in? Because he's on stage elsewhere at the same time, isn't he?
Lots of coffee.
Yeah.
lots of cigarettes, lots of sleepless nights. And we've been assisted by the wonderful Andrew Henry, who's a fine actor himself.
Yes.
But he's been the assistant director on his project and artistic director of Redline. And... So he's also been Toby's right-hand man. But Toby is just par excellence when it comes to, you know, he loves Nowra. And
the Olfins. He's a great supporter of both, isn't he?
Yeah. And so, to be honest with you, you'd take 20, 30 contact hours with Toby over and above 70 or 80 contact hours with, you know, like, you know, someone who doesn't know what they're doing. So the contact that we've had with Toby has been incisive, it's been pure, and it's been spot on. So, you know, he's directed a really good piece.
Well, it sounds really good. I'm eager to get out and see it. It's on, when's it on, Pixie?
It's going to be on, well, it's already on now from the 12th of July, running until the 12th of August, that's right.
So, look, thanks so much for being on the show with us, Justin. I think it sounds just really special. You should get out and see it.
Right.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me on and for plugging the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I don't think it needs any plugging at all.
Well,
it's, and again, not to be a salesman, but this week sold out and a lot of next week is sold out. So jump on board.
Wow, quick, get your tickets.
Yeah, you know, it's going really well. Going
brilliant.
Well.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
And we might just put on a good old drag number. I just don't know what to do with myself. A Dusty Springfield, of course. You know what to do. You go and sing one of these shows. You go and sing one of these shows we've talked about on Stages.
I'm so used to doing everything with you. Planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you. It's a crime. Like a summer rose, the sun and rain. I need your sweet love to be all okay. I just don't know what to do with myself. I just don't. Like a summer rose.
Yes, and you're listening to Stages here on 2SER 107.3. And on the phone now, we've got Michael Dean, who is on at the Bondi Pavilion in a play called Bluebeard. And he's going to give us a bit of a plug about this play. You've got 2 minutes. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Michael, you give us 2 minutes of your best stuff about Bluebeard, starting 1, 2, 3, now.
All right. Well, Bluebeard is an erotic horror theatre piece. Mm-hmm. That is going to be in the men's toilets and change room at the Bondi Pavilion next week from Tuesday to Saturday.
Wow.
It's part of the Bondi Feast Festival. We're on at 8:30 every night. So it's a site-specific theatre show. It's a 21st century retelling of a French fairy tale, one of the grisly dark fairy tales. About the liberties we take in relationships, and it features two brilliant performers, as well as live music, live clarinet. And,
All right.
Tickets are only $15.
Oh, that's very reasonable. Pixie, you know, would you feel comfortable in the men's toilets?
I'm not quite sure, but very recently the Chamber Pot Opera actually did a performance in the toilets at the QVB doing an opera. So I'm intrigued. I think this is going to be a little bit more gritty, but I'm certainly intrigued to go there. How big are the toilets at the Bondi Pavilion?
They're actually quite big. Yes, we're selling 30 ticket tonight, and everyone will be seated.
Yeah.
So, and
won't
you'll
be standing.
Ready for a quick flush.
Not standing at the urinals.
So it'll be a proper sit down performance, and also we're partnering with Sticky Chai, so everyone will get a nice cup of tea.
Oh, how lovely! So
yeah, come on down, snuggle in for a story.
It's a really diverse experience.
All right, well, thank you, Michael, for being on the show, and sounds like you should get down there and check out the toilets at the Bondi Pavilion. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Pixie Willow on 2SER 107.3. This is Stages, and I'm here with Roderick Chambers. And we've also got Alana Costa on the line talking to us about Before Lysistrata playing at the King's Cross Theatre. Hello, Alana.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you.
Alana, you know, give us a bit of a rundown on what this play is all about.
Well, this play is about what it would take for women from two sides of the political spectrum to work together to try and change the world. So, yeah, we're tackling big themes, but hopefully in an interesting way.
It sounds pretty easy, just changing the world, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's just simple.
it's two women doing this?
Yeah.
So is it a two-hander, or have you got other people in it?
It's a three-hander. So we've got a third actor who's playing both. So I play a character called Lampito, and Michaela Savina plays our title character, Lysistrata.
Right.
And we've got a third actor called Alex Francis, and she's playing both our husbands.
Aha.
Right.
Yeah.
And why is she playing both your husbands?
Well, we decided we wanted an all-female cast.
Yeah.
Because for us, this is really a play about the struggles that women go through. But we also really wanted to have a woman play these male roles to show that power is a construct. And just because she's a woman doesn't mean she can't have power.
Yeah. I asked that question because I knew you'd have a reason, you see.
Yeah, came prepared.
And this is set sort of in Athens. Is this set like quite a long time ago, sort of in the Greek Empire? Is that right?
Yeah, so we're kind of playing a little bit around with it. We are set during the Peloponnesian War, so there's Athens and Sparta, but we have mobile phones and use modern language. We're not trying to recreate Athens on stage or anything like that.
So what are your costumes like?
We've all gone with power suits, because what's more powerful than a pantsuit, I guess?
Oh, is it 80s style ones with big padded shoulders?
I wish we'd been that bold.
Are you wearing stilettos?
No, we need sensible heel. We're still working women.
Right, and you're on at the King's Cross Hotel. When are you starting?
So we've already started. We've had
You've
a week.
Started. Okay, so how's it been? How's it been going?
It's been really great, a really interesting experience. I have a writing background rather than an acting background, so for me it's been quite terrifying.
Don't sit in the background and write. You've got to actually be in front of the people, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. It's usually very easy just to hide behind the script. Actually, you have to go out there. It's quite frightening.
Oh, dear.
But we've had a really positive response. It's been great to see people really understand and appreciate this kind of different perspective that we're trying to give on the current global issues, without being too preachy, I hope.
Yeah. So it's something that people will very easily engage with and understand what the issues are.
I think so. We're we've not tried to create a lecture. It's still a play. It's entertainment. So there's a lot of things you can take out of it. We're just also trying to get people thinking about some bigger issues while we're at it.
Yeah. And is it a bit of humour as well?
Yes. The original play, Lysistrata, is a very funny play. And so we tried as hard as we could to bring those jokes, some of those jokes, into this as well. Gets a bit heavy at some period, at some points, but not too heavy, I hope.
You don't do anything like anyone from Sparta here tonight? Anything like that? No.
What a good idea. We didn't do it, though.
Oh, dear. Anyway, well, look, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting play. How long are you on for?
We close on Saturday, so we've got shows every night till Saturday at 7:30.
Oh, so you better get out there and see it at the King's Cross Theatre. It's on right now. It's had a very good reception. It sounds like something you should be really interested in getting out and seeing there. Is it the Montague Basement, is it?
Montague Basement was our production company, yeah.
No, well, that's your basement.
So it's at the King's Cross Theatre.
Yeah.
At the King's Cross Theatre, yes.
All right. That's well, right. Look, thanks so much for coming on to the show. Really appreciate you speaking to us here on Stages.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, you.
Okay, cheers.
Bye. Truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you.
Oh, don't you need someone to love? Look, this is Jefferson Airplane. Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Stages. I'm Roderick Chambers here with Pixie Willow, and we've got a bit of a review here. Our intrepid reviewer, Tricia Stars, has been out to see a wonderful show. Oh no, it's some old shit. That's what it is. Trish, what have you been to see?
I have been to see the play Shit, which is at the Seymour Centre at the Reginald Theatre. Now, this has been written by Patricia Cornelius and directed by Susie D. Patricia and Susie have worked together for the last 30 years and have created lots of wonderful works. And I have to say that Shit is one of them. It is a really fantastic work. Now, basically, it's about three women, Billy, Bobby and Sam. Now, these are the kind of women that you wouldn't want to meet in the street. You probably, if you saw them, you would walk by, because they are violent, they swear, they drink, they take drugs, and they are on the outer of society, definitely. But as we get to know them, we realize that as children, they were bounced from foster home to foster home, that they didn't have loving parents, and of course, they ran foul of the prison system and the rehabilitation systems, and they are truly alienated from society. I think what the three women have is each other, and they have an amazing bond in this sort of urban wasteland that they live in. And I have to say that Nikki Wilkes, Sarah Wood, and Peter Brady, who play the three women, are absolutely wonderful. Their performances are fantastic. The play itself doesn't really have an arc or tell a story, but what it is it's a characterization of these unusual women that you really wouldn't usually put on stage or usually get to know. This is really a wonderful, wonderful performance. So don't miss Shit at the Reginald Theatre, and it's running there until the 29th of July. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Trish, for that one. Now, Pixie, you apparently have been tremendously successful yourself in auditioning for a play or two. Well, one anyway.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about it. What are you going to be doing?
Oh, thank you. I'm super excited, actually. It's with the Acting Factory, and it's an evening of Lovecraft. So it's four plays by H.B. Lovecraft that have been adapted for the stage. I'm in four of the plays.
And you're playing a bit of an evil character, aren't you?
I play a demon, and which is really, really kind of lovely. I'm sort of a dancing demon, so sort of more of a, what are they called? Succubus sort of, I think, demon. I'm also playing a librarian as well, and I'm playing an art student. And so they're very, very different plays, but the first one that
shows
I'm in,
your true range.
Well, I hope so. Yes. That's my plan. And it's playing on Halloween.
In October.
In October, yeah. So we've got a few rehearsals yet. I'll keep you updated.
Keep us posted.
I will do.
Yeah. So, look, that's about all the time we have for you. Although there is, what have we got coming up, Pixie? There's a few things coming up.
There's a few things
what
coming up.
What do you
up?
Like?
I'm really excited.
What your attention?
There's one that I want to talk about, which is called Money. And it's actually sort of an interactive theatre performance and a sort of game. And it's going to be on at the Sydney Theatre. No, wait. I got that wrong. It's the Opera House. Yeah.
So
we can still say Opera House.
The Opera House.
And it's all about money and how we're controlled by money. And it's an interactive performance that's sort of a game as well. So you can be a witness or a player. And I'm super intrigued by this. This isn't until September, but it's one that we might talk about again.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
And revisit.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all we have for you on Stages. Thanks very much for listening to us here on 2SER 107.3. I'm Roderick Chambers.
And I'm Pixie Willow.
Yeah, so thanks so much for listening. And we'll go on this show, this tune, which is being played at the Gasoline Pony, called Stomping on My Heart by the Lowdown Riders. And they're on the Gasoline Pony tonight, I think, so get out and see them. Thank you.